Hi guys, it's Real Talk with Tracy. What am I going to talk about today? There's so much to talk about. I guess I want to talk about Mother's Day and the aftermath of Mother's Day when you come from a toxic family, or maybe you have a mother that's passed away, or you have a nasty mother. You have a bad mother, you have a narcissistic mother. Maybe, you know, you have toxic people in your family. Days like Mother's Day, days like Thanksgiving, days like even Christmas, days like Father's Day are really, really rough on us that have not had a really good functioning family. They're hard. And it's so hard too, because you go out to the store, everybody means well, right? You go to the cashier, what do they say? Happy Mother's Day. Oh my God. What are you going to be doing for Mother's Day? You know, and then if it's after Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. Oh wow. Did you have a great Mother's Day? What did you do? I got together with my four kids, and then my mom came over, and then my cousin came over, and they go on and they tell you about all these great things. Meanwhile, if you don't have that in your life, even though you can be happy for other people, it is gut-wrenching. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've started to listen to this podcast because you relate to what I'm saying. So sad to say, and I'm embarrassed that I couldn't hold my shit together. I had a total meltdown last night. What I mean by that is I got really upset. I was talking to my husband. I broke down crying, and all the pain from my childhood that I thought I'd worked through a lot of this somewhere was tucked deep inside, and it came out of me like a freaking volcano. It was so bad. I was crying, and he was so understanding. And we were sitting on my bed, and my eyes were running, my nose was running. You know, those times where you see people crying, and like the tears are just coming out of their eyes. Like, you know, the cartoon, like they're like just coming out everywhere. It was like that. It was really an ugly, horrible cry for a long time. And that's really hard for me to do because I'm on Prozac. It really diminishes my ability to cry. And so I have to be really extremely upset to actually cry. But I cried a lot. I cried because I have an aunt who adopted me and raised me and then had a nervous breakdown and became a monster in my life and neglected me. And I had to put myself in a foster home to get away from her. And she remained a drunk. I hadn't seen her in 39 years. She never reached out to me all those years. She never tried to get better. She was also bipolar. She was in a mental ward before I was even ever adopted. When she was in the army, she was raped by a female soldier who she told me she killed. And so she was put in a mental like institution, supposedly with electric shock treatments, and then was let out. And then got married to my uncle, who I thought was my father. And when her younger sister, who was 12 years younger, had me, and her husband ran off, which he did with quite a few different women, that was his MO. He would pollinate the flower, and then as soon as the baby was born, ooh, I don't want this, and he would leave and go to the next flower, like a big bumblebee. A big narcissistic freaking bumblebee was my biological father. So anyway, just all about him. I've had so many people in my family. I feel like it's just a pit of narcissistic snakes that I've had to deal with, and it's been hard. Usually I don't think about it a lot. I've made a lot of videos. I've made a lot of podcasts. I've tried to help a lot of other people because I don't want you to feel alone in this. I don't want you to feel that this is your fault, that somehow, you know, you're damaged goods, that somehow if you were just a little bit prettier or more handsome or smarter or wittier, that your parents would have loved you. And that's far from the truth. You know, there's plenty of people that aren't very smart and they're not very cute and they have wonderful parents. But if you're like me, we didn't get lucky that way. And when these things come up, it is hard. And sometimes I get through it and I'm really proud of myself because I could just enjoy everybody else's joy. I could be happy for everybody who's posting on Facebook. I could be happy for my friends. I could be happy for, like, my husband. He has a great mom. I could be happy for him. I could be happy for my sister-in-law, who has three great sons. You know, I never had kids because I was so afraid to give birth to somebody who would be like my mother. So I could be happy for all these other people, but there's still, you guys, a huge hole. And there is this pain. So the pain, it just kind of slapped me in the face. I was trying to get out of the house Tuesday and I literally like couldn't get out of bed. I mean, I got out of bed, let the dogs out to go to the bathroom, fed them something. And I thought, I just want to go back to bed another couple hours. So I set the clock and I got up a couple hours later and I just felt so empty and so lost and so sad. And I could have gone walking at the mall. I could have called some of my girlfriends. I could have gone to the senior center now that I'm 60 and signed up for free classes over there, which I keep telling myself I'm going to do. There's a lot of things I could have done. And all I wanted to do was cocoon. All I wanted to do was get back in bed. I just did not want to face the day. I didn't want to walk the dogs. I didn't want to take a shower. I didn't want to get dressed. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to do anything except stay in bed and go to sleep and wait for this horrible pain, emotional pain, to pass and for a new day to come. But in the evening, it really hit me hard. And, you know, when I was crying and talking to my husband, not only did my mother not get to see my career, she did not get to see my success. She did not get to see the wonderful man I married or meet him. She did not get to see the beautiful house we have and how we decorated it. She did not get to see when I won all the sales awards and got awarded all these trips overseas, all these contests that I won year after year. She didn't get to see any of that. Everybody wants their parents to be proud of them. I think they want to achieve, even if it's not financially, but if you have beautiful children and you've raised your children and you've done a great job, don't you want to have a mom who says, "Wow, good job. You're such a great mom," or, you know, "You're such a great sales manager," or "You're such a great wife," or "You're so creative. Oh my God, that painting you did, that is really beautiful," or "The way you decorated your house, that's so nice." You just want someone normal who's going to share in those day in, day out things. And when you don't have that, it is hard. And when you don't have that, it is hard to relate to people that have it. I mean, you can relate to them. I have plenty of people in my life that have great families. They will never know the pain I've suffered. They will never know how sad I am. And then it brings up, it's like a chain. It's like the chain links on to my biological father, who doesn't give a shit, who's still alive. it links on to my best friend that has Alzheimer's, who is in a memory care facility, and unfortunately, she's like 8 hours from my house. I would give anything for her to be close to where I live, but she's not. She's far away, and I hate it. I hate the fact that we can't have our conversations anymore. We used to talk 2-3 times a week on the phone, and we would talk for like an hour, and she was such a fantastic, brilliant, funny, witty person. I hate the fact that I have so many friends that have died. I hate the fact that I have had so much freaking loss in my life. And to be honest with you, sometimes I feel completely afraid that I love my spouse, my husband, so much that it scares me, because if something were to happen, I feel like maybe I couldn't continue on. I would want to continue on. He would want me to continue on. But I feel like in a lot of ways, he saved me from drowning. He saved me from going down the wrong path. I remember going to a counselor years ago and her saying, you know, with your backstory, with everything you've been through, you really should be like a homeless heroin addict on the street somewhere. Because somebody who's been through everything you've been through, that's usually what would happen to a person like that. That it's amazing that you were able to pull yourself out. Not only that, have good friends, have a good relationship with your husband, and have a really great career. So I just want to send my love out. And, you know, these things can be hard to share. But you know what? I don't want to put a false face and pretend that everything is always great, because that's not reality. And I want to have a purpose. And one of my purposes is doing this podcast. Why? I'm doing this podcast because there's other people out there that are suffering. And I want you to know that you're not alone in this. There's other people out there who maybe you can't find anybody to relate to what you're going through. And it's hard. It's so hard when you feel like an outcast. You feel so alone. It's like, why me? It's like, why did this happen to me? I remember going on these sales trips I would win almost every year with L'Oreal. And there was this family. It was a mother and father, and they had all these kids, and they had all these beauty supplies all over. And I was like so envious of these people having such great parents. I would watch them on these trips, the way that they were so, you know, into their kids, and the way the kids were so into the parents. And it was beautiful to watch. And at the same time, I felt like, you know, the dog that's in the kennel that nobody wants, you know? And it's like, why? And they didn't see that. What they saw was probably a young, beautiful woman who I would always put on a face as far as being, doing a tap dance, being, you know, da 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 da, here I am. You know, doing a lot of public speaking, doing a lot of training, doing a lot of teaching, doing a lot of sales. Probably most of them did not know what I'd gone through. Probably most of them didn't know how much pain I was in. Probably most of them didn't know how I dread Thanksgiving every year and I just want it to be over. And I would look at them and I would think, oh gosh, I wish they could adopt me. I would have like these thoughts kind of, you know, wishing that they would adopt me. They would adopt me and take me under their wing and treat me like I was one of their own. And I would be loved and I'd be cared for. And Of course, that didn't happen. It was a dream. But what did happen, thank God, is that I have pulled closer to God over the years. And like I said, I did find a wonderful husband who's my best friend. So March will be 40 years. I am very, very thankful. Reach out, you guys. If you've gone through a lot of this, reach out. Don't sit with it alone. Meet other people. There's a lot of really good support groups, survivors of narcissistic parents, things like that through Facebook. I also lead a woman's meetup lunch group. And I had a wonderful lunch today with 7 women. And they're just so loving and so caring. And, you know, I don't bring this type of thing up a lot with them, but it really helps my mental health to be out among people, especially when things get so dark. And also to do walking, to do a lot of walking. I think walking, I think exercise can really help us to kind of get over the hump. So anyway, if Mother's Day was hard for you, I get it. I so get it. But just remember, you're not alone. It's not your fault. We get handed the cards we get handed. And we play that card, that hands of card. We just play it. I remember when my uncle, oh my God, God rest his soul, I loved him. My uncle Stephen, when he got brain cancer, you know, he was just dealt this hand. And he died a year later from diagnosis to his death. Now he's been gone like 19 years. And, you know, we never know what tomorrow's going to bring. So just pull the people close to you that do love you. I'm big on getting a rescue dog, or if you want to get a cat, or if you want to get a hamster, or if you want to get a parrot, get an animal. They give so much love. They don't have narcissism. And they're just really loving and wonderful and loyal and incredible. And I want to say that my rescue dogs also have pulled me through these dark times. So sending lots of love and light to you guys. Thank you again for listening to Hi Guys, Real Talk with Tracy. You can also find me on YouTube under Hi Guys, Real Talk with Tracy, where I document little parts of my life. And I have a lot of little clips from my last trip I did to Jordan and Israel and Petra. A beautiful trip that was gifted to me by a very good friend for my 60th birthday. What an incredible gift. What an incredible person she is to do that for me and my husband. So check it out on YouTube and take care, everybody. Big hugs. Bye.